Simon's always about. Ralph stared back to the shelters, with Jack by his side.
Do a bit for you, muttered Jack, before I have a bathe.
Don't bother. But when they reached the shelters, Simon was not to be seen. Ralph put his head in the hole, withdrew it, and turned to Jack.
He's buzzed off.
Got fed up, said Jack, and gone for a bathe.
Ralph frowned.
He's queer. He's funny.
Jack nodded, as much for the sake of agreeing as anything, and by tacit consent they left the shelter and went toward the bathing pool.
And then, said Jack, when I have had a bathe and something to eat, I'll just trek over to the other side of the mountain and see if I can see any traces. Coming?
But the sun's nearly set. I might have time.
They walked along, two continents of experience and feeling, unable to communicate.
If I could only get a pig!
I'll come back and go on with the shelter.
They looked at each other, baffled, in love and hate. All the warm salt water of the bathing pool and the shouting and splashing and laughing were only just sufficient to bring them together again.
Let's stop for a minute and go over what's happening on the island at this point. Jack's been hunting a lot. Ralph and Simon are building huts. But everybody else just goofs around all the time. The boys have finally made a signal fire that's not burning out of control, but Ralph is worried that the hunters won't keep it going like they're supposed to. And the little kids still think that a monster is loose on the island. Ralph is getting really fed up with everybody, and he and Jack aren't getting along too well anymore. Ralph is indignant, which means he's really mad. Mostly he's mad because all Jack wants to do is hunt, but so far he hasn't even caught one pig. Ralph thinks he is wasting his time. But Jack has become obsessed with hunting. He's sure he'll kill a pig very soon, and it's the only thing he cares about. Did you notice his reaction when Ralph talks about getting rescued? Jack can barely remember what rescue means, and only hopes he'll catch a pig first. They really are headed in opposite directions. Let's keep going. Pick it up on page 55, right after the space where it says, Simon was not in the bathing pool.
Simon was not in the bathing pool as they had expected. When the other two had trotted down the beach to look back at the mountain, he had followed them for a few yards and then stopped. He had stood frowning down at a pile of sand on the beach where somebody had been trying to build a little house or hut. Then he turned his back on this and walked into the forest with an air of purpose. He was a small, skinny boy, his chin pointed and his eyes so bright they had deceived Ralph into thinking him delightfully gay and wicked. The coarse mop of black hair was long and swung down, almost concealing a low, broad